The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Eric Van Sickle of Waverly Newspapers and Brian Wilson of KGLA Radio in Algona. Eric, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
In today's Des Moines Register, there's a letter to the editor criticizing your vote on Gina Haspel to be the CIA director. He said, and I quote, "Now the blood for the USA's torture of prisoners and the crime of covering up evidence of illegal activities is on the hands of Grassley, Ernst, and other senators who voted to confirm Haspel." What is your response to this gentleman from Ames who is saying that that your vote for Ms. Haspel is a bad thing for the country?
Well, if this doesn't answer your question, I'll tell you why I voted for her, and then if you can have a follow-up if it doesn't. Anyway, I voted because she's a woman, and this would be the first time in the history of the CIA that a woman ever headed it. And I think it's about time that a woman be given not just a chance, because she doesn't need a chance. She's been there 33 years. She knows how to run it. The second thing is she's not a political appointee. Well, she technically is a political appointee, but she comes from within. So she's been a civil servant for 33 years. And in that role, being inside the agency, she knows how it runs. And then I think that a person from the outside coming in could be hoodwinked by the professional people that are around there for decades. And she knows how to get the truth out. Brian?
Senator, back on Friday, the House defeated their version of the Farm Bill, and I didn't know you'd been vocal about them trying to come up with a better bill. I guess, what do you mean by that? What do you want to see in a bill for the Farm Bill to come to the House that would make it better?
Yeah, well, my comment on it was related to the fact that the Rules Committee and the House of Representatives said that the Grassley Amendment, which in the House would be introduced by Meadows of North Carolina, to put one hard figure on what one family farmer could get from the farm program, and it would deny people that aren't dirt farmers from getting any aid subsidy out of the farm program. They eliminate all those restrictions, and they didn't allow the Grassley Amendment to be offered. Like, it passed the House of Representatives in 2014, the last farm bill came up, but it didn't get out of conference, so it's not law, so I'm starting over again. And that's what I meant about the shortcomings of the farm bill. That's not really why it didn't get passed last week, though. It didn't get passed because it was strictly a Republican bill, and there were Republicans that didn't want to support it for two reasons. One, it spent too much money. And two, they felt that an immigration issue should have been worked on before the Farm Bill. And that's why it didn't get Republican support. It didn't get any Democrat support because it put work requirements in the food stamp bill. So I think that we're going to have to rely on the Senate getting a bill out of committee next week. Not next week, a couple weeks from now, get it passed. It'll have to be a bipartisan bill because nothing that's not bipartisan on a farm bill gets through the Senate. So maybe the House will have to have an up or down vote on the Senate bill. Back to Eric.
Going off of that, how much frustration do you feel is bills that may be bipartisan that comes from your chamber, or bills that may have solely Republican support that probably should have passed the House but didn't because some on your side of the aisle on the House side just don't agree with something that is unrelated?
Well, you know, the way the Constitution works and the rules of the House work, whether you got a Democrat majority or a Republican majority, if they stick together, they can ignore the minority. We can't do that in the United States Senate when you got 51 of one party and 49 of the other, and you need 60 votes to advance a bill. It's got to be bipartisan. So the problem isn't the rules of the House. It's the fact that the Republicans don't stick together, because you could expect things to be partisan in the House. Now, that isn't necessarily the way I like them, but whether I like the way the Senate works or not, the institution of the Senate forces bipartisanship. Brian?
Last week, Senator, you voted against an effort to revive net neutrality. I guess, can you give me your thoughts on that? Like, maybe explain that vote and thoughts on the whole net neutrality issue.
Yeah. Well, we've had the Internet since, I think, 1992, and until Wheeler, who was a Obama appointee, got in charge of it, and he wasn't even for net neutrality. But Obama dictated to him net neutrality, so he got net neutrality. So the way I look at it is this: without any government regulation whatsoever, net neutrality for 25 years, look at what it did for the economy. Look at what it did for personal communication. Look at what it did to break down our obstacles in our society. It gave everybody an opportunity to get an opinion out, a political opinion. It's had great influence on our democracy, all that stuff. So when it was first instituted in 2014, I took the view, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I didn't see that the Internet was broke after 25 years of success. And not only that, but with the political interference of the White House in an agency that's supposed to be bipartisan and expertise being the groundwork for everything they do, that was wrong. And Wheeler himself wouldn't have done it. But when Obama told him to do it, he did it. That sort of influence shouldn't be involved in what we call the regulatory commissions. So then we get a new president, and people look at it. For 25 years, the Internet wasn't broke. Why fix it? And they saw the fix was bad, and they decided to repeal it. And for some reason or other, Google and all those big organizations want Internet net neutrality, and so they go to the Democrats to file a petition of disapproval of this regulation, and that's what I voted against, because I thought that you shouldn't have this political interference in the work of the FCC. Eric?
On a lighter note right now, as you know, Maddie Poppy is in line amongst the final three. She performed last night in the final performance competition of American Idol, and we'll find out tonight whether she does win. Have you been following her, and what do you think about her? And do you feel that she will win tonight over Gabby and Caleb?
Well, as a matter of hometown pride, and hometown for me isn't Clarksville, it's New Hartford, but hometown pride would dictate to me that I hope she comes out the winner. Brian, if you want to ask the last question.
Sure. I guess what's coming up in the Senate here? I guess what are you going to be working on in the next few weeks after the Memorial Day?
The Farm Bill will be a major one. The defense bill. So, you know, next week I'll be in Northwest Iowa visiting 12 different counties, open town meetings, rotary clubs, schools, and let's see, I suppose factories. I don't know exactly what my schedule is. It's all set. So, next week we won't be in session, and the following week, we'll be working on the defense bill and the farm bill.
Thank you, Eric and Brian, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.